So the topic for today is the Chalav Akum. So the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah and the Chalamahem and Beis lists Chalav Akum as one of the Machalei Akum that are Asur B'Achila, not Asur B'Hana. And the Gemara there says that the reason Chazal Asur Chalav Akum is because they were worried, they were concerned that the Goyim would put in some Chalav Tameh with the Chalav that's Kasher. If you look at the Rabbein Chananel there on the Gemara, he quotes the Yerushalmi in Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Lachaches. But the Yerushalmi actually brings up a chalukas about this issue. The second day of the Yerushalmi is what we find in the Bavli. Yom Rav Yirmiya, Chalav, Hanochri, Lama, Hu, Aser, Mishum, Taruvas, Behemet, Meya. Taruvas, Behemet, Meya. That's the second day. But the first day of the Gemara Yerushalmi has is Chalav, Hanochri, Lama, Hu, Aser, Rabbi Ba, B'Shem, Rabbi Huzo, Rabbi Simon, B'Shem, Rabbi Shum, and Levi, Chalav, Nochri, Lama, Hu, Aser, Mishum, Giloy. Chazal were concerned that the Ovik Chavim would leave the milk uncovered and a snake would come and put some venom into the milk, and it would answer it would make it dangerous to drink, and therefore it's usher because of the sakana. And as such, they answer chalav akum. Yeah.
Isn't it like not so shchiach that seems turns out you could
zera? So apparently the nachashim were shchiach, and if the guy was. Milking for his own use, maybe he'd be more careful. If he's no quality control, right? It wasn't like, today you buy something and you get food poisoning, so you sue the company. In those days, it wasn't like that. So the chashah apparently was shkiyah.
The chashah didn't kill him.
Okay. This concept of mashkim megulim is mentioned in the Mishnah in Trumos, Perek Ches Mishnah Dalet, in the Rambam Paskins and Hilchos Ritzeach, Perek Yud Aleph. And the Rambam writes there in Halacha Vav and Chazayin, "Harid varim asur chachamim tnei sheyesh rav sakana nefashis." Chazal asks many things because of sakana, and one of those things are lo yish adam mayim megulim shema shasa behen nachash v'kiyotzi v'zeh zechali afar v'yishta v'yomus. We're concerned that a person would drink mayim megulim, he might be drinking not just the water but the venom, and a person might be endangered because of that. Yishta v'yomus, and never they asur it. Now there's an important point. You have to assume that it was shchiach. Otherwise, we have a cloud. It's interesting. Well, halakha, no. The Mishnah there mentions milk as one of the mashkim. Not all mashkim are included. I don't remember the Rambam does, but it's in the Mishnah. There goes in certain mashkim yes, and mashkim no, depending on what the nachashim would drink from. Your point is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch fastens kuf tezayin aleph that design is there. We're not choshish for mayim gulim because we don't have nachashim. Already in the time of Shulchan Aruch, he says that. Now, obviously, you have to assume that the concept of Chalav Akum is different, because we are choshish for Chalav Akum, even though we're not choshish for Mashkim Megulim. So the Hagos Ammonios in Hilchos Machos Surahs Per Gimel Lachid Gimel makes this point. He says, Ein l'hakev l'gvinos agoyim yifnei shenigzar b'minyon. So he thinks that the reason for Chalav Akum is because, or Venus Akum he's talking about, is because of Giloy. But he says, apparently, this concept of Giloy is a more common concept, it's a different concept, and you can formulate this in different ways. You could say that this is all part of the regular example of Giloy, and therefore, today we're not kosher for Giloy, for Mashkin, with Chalav Akum is Mutter. Right, that would be one Mahalach. Other Mahalach has to say that, no. There's a concept of Mashkin Megulim, and then there's like a unique, particular concept of Chalav Akum. That might be Bishum Giloy, that might be the reason for it, but it might have taken on its own status as a Gezeira. The first approach is to say that really, essentially what Yerushalmi is saying is that this is just part of the Gezeira of Mashkim Megulim. There's nothing unique about this. And then if you would hold that Mashkim Megulim are Mutter B'Zad HaZeh, so then in Ekanami, we know it's Yisrael Chalav Akum. The other way of formulating is it is the way I think Chagos Mimonios formulates it. He's actually talking about Gvina, but it's the same idea. He's saying that Gvina is Mishum Giloy. But even though we're not choshish for Giloy, we're choshish for Gvina, because it's Dabar Sheva Minyan. The way the Gzeira was formulated, it wasn't just a chshash, but it was a takana, a Gzeira, a Dabar Sheva Minyan, and therefore it remains, even if the Talmud doesn't remain. We're going to discuss this at length in a few minutes, in terms of how you look at Gzeira's chasal. It's a very important basic issue. But just to take a step back, we have Chalav Akum, the Gemara says in Vodazar Chalav Akum, it's also Mishum Taruvas Minyan Tzmeim. And the Yerushalmi brings it there. Shuben Levi says Chalav Akum is also Mishum Giloy. Now, the Pashas is that these days argue with each other. It's either only Mishum Tarovas Minim Tmei, Chalav Tmeim, or it's only Mishum Giloy. And that's indeed how the Fei Naim understands the Yerushalmi. Fei Naim here in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis assumes that there's a fundamental machlokes as to why Chalav Akum was asur. If you look at Tosfos in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis in Avodah Zarah, the Rascal E, Tosfos seems to imply there are two Isurim. There are two reasons for this Isur. There's a reason of Taruvus Chalav Tami. There's a second reason of Gilui. That's the way the Red Baz understands Tosfos. So the Sefer Manning writes this explicitly. Sefer Manning in Simon Kuvla Medalad writes, Matsanu Mitsinu Lemedim, Mishum Chalav Tamei, Umishum Gilui Yeshlachush. You have to be choshish for both. There are two reasons, and you have to be choshish for both. Again, if you assume there are two reasons, you have to ask yourself, what's the primary reason, what's the secondary reason, are they both equal reasons? But let's assume for a minute that there is indeed a machlokas here, that the 2 days in Yerushalmi are exclusive. One holds Bishum Kiloi and one holds Bishum Tarobat Minin Tzmein. So what is the Nachmanides to this question? So the first Nachmanides, which is a very important halacha when it comes to the din of Chalav Akum, is the Brayta in the Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us Lamed Tes Amud Beis in Avodah Zarah that a Yisrael that's Yoshev Bitzad Edro Shal Akum, so you can drink the milk. Meaning it's clear in the Gemara that if the Yisrael sees him milking it, it's Mutter. That everybody agrees. Then the Gemara tells us, brings the Brayta, that even if he doesn't see it, if he's just sitting down, and if he would stand up, he could see the milking, that's enough. And the implication of the Gemara is that because, since he could stand up, the goy is afraid, so he's afraid to mix in the Chalav Tamei, so Memela, that's considered Chalav Yisrael. If Yisrael is Yoshev, even though he can't be Roeh, he's Yoshev, and he could stand up and see, that's sufficient to create the Mirsas factor, the instill fear in the Akum, not to mix the milk, and as such, the milk is kosher. So this halacha makes a lot of sense if you assume it's based on Taruvus Minim Chalav Tamei. Whereas if you hold the chash of Mashkim Megulim, so if I'm sitting down reading the paper, and I could stand up, so is that going to necessarily make the Akum be more careful not to leave the milk uncovered? So you could say not. The Fei Naim assumes not, and he thinks, he's back in Yerushalmi, the whole heter of Yoshev Yisrael Besat Edro is limited to Rav Yirmiyahu, who assumes that it's a din in Taruvus Chalav Tamei, but according to Rav Shimon Levi, who understands it's a din in Giloy, so he also regardless. You don't have to say this. The Red Baz in a Truva, Simon Chelik Dalet, Simon Aleph Kufim Zayin assumes that no, just like the guy is afraid you're going to see him mix in Chalav Tamei, so too he's afraid that you're going to see him, you know, leaving the canisters open. Okay, you can say that, you know, leaving a canister open is like a passive thing, so he's not really going to see you doing, you're not going to see him doing anything, meaning you're not going to know how long it was left open for, versus if he had these, like, drugs of, you know, chazer milk and he's pouring it in, then you'll notice it, so it could be there is no mirsus factor, but the rebbe says there is a mirsus factor, but potentially this whole heter of Yisrael Yoshev is that Edro might be limited, according to the Fei Naim, might be limited to the day of hold that Yisrael Chalav Akum is Bishum Taruvus Chalav Tamei, not Bishum Gilu. Another Nafkamin. The Gemara says in Vodazar Lamed Hei Beis that Chalav Tamei cannot congeal and become cheese. Now, whether this is true scientifically, I'm not necessarily sure about. Somebody told me that.
It's true.
Pardon?
I thought it was.
It is true.
You can't make butter out of pig's milk, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so there you have it. That wasn't...
What did you hear?
I heard something to the contrary, but... okay, I'm not sure it makes much of a difference, so I'll be in.
That's a good source. Then.
But, either way, we have to look into it. Okay, that touches on the whole issue of, you know, Chazal and science, and if there's a stira, what do you do? We're going to assume there is no stira. Go fight there. Okay, so it's not in the Slutskin's book. Which book? Okay, so it's not in the book, so then maybe it's wrong. Okay, so check these things out. I have no idea. I just wasn't talking to somebody. Not, in any case, the Gemara tells us that since you can't make cheese out of a Chalav Tamei, the Mela, theoretically, cheese, goyish cheese should be mutter. And the Gemara says, no, it's still usher because we're worried about the drops, right? The tipi, the kai beni atipi, there's some drops in the milk between the cracks, and that might be from the non-kosher milk. So even if you have cheese, the lechor has to be made from kosher milk, but there's still always some drops there. So mamela, you have to be kosher so the drops are from the minim to mei. Now, this halacha, of course, assumes that we're talking about taruvas minim to mei, right? If it's all about taruvas minim to mei, taruvas chalav tamei, so it's congealed, so it must be it's not taruvas chalav tamei. If you assume it's din giloi, so chalav that has eris of a nachash, would that not congeal? Tosafot writes explicitly that from Hayyud Aleph that no, that would congeal, that would become cheese. So again, this whole potential heter, you know, which again is rejected in the end because we're worried about for other reasons, the Gvinas Akum, but this whole heter would only make sense if you're working with the assumption that the Chalav Akum is also Rishum, Tarobes Chalav Tani. Tosafot Lamed Hayyud Aleph writes explicitly that if you have eris of a nachash, it can still become cheese.
Is it
Rav Yirmiyah? Yeah, a similar issue is the question of goyish butter. Butter also congeals, and butter, you don't have the problems that you have with cheese because butter, you can mevashel it, you can get rid of all the last bit of liquid, and as such. There's a machlokas machzikonim if goyish butter is permitted. The Rambam paskens in Perek Gimel Halachat Hesavah Machlokas Suras that Achemer shel goyim mixes goyim he tirua shel gazel Achemer v'chalav tameya ino aomi v'mixes goyim asarua if they tichsu chichalav sheisharba. Some are choshes that are tichsu chichalav. So the 2 days here is what the status of Achemer's goyim is. So the Rambam says the machmirim are choshes for the tichsu chichalav these drops, but Misfari could say the machmirim are choshes also. For Rav Shulman Levi, it's also mitam giloi, and as such, it's not going to help that it congeals because, in the end of the day, the chash of eres nachash exists either way.
Does that mean the Rambam is probably
not going to think that? Well, the Rambam doesn't. He's bringing 2 days in Gonim. I mean, most of the he writes explicitly that the chalav akum is also because of taruvas meaning chalav tamei, like the Babylon.
Yeah.
This is just a day found in the Yerushalmi, and it's quoted by the Rak, so that it makes it a little more famous. It's on the page. Okay, so the Gadol, I think, at the end of the day, we usually assume the Chalav Akum Asur Mitam Taruvas Chalav Tamei, but there is a day in Yerushalmi, and I'll quote it, that it's Asur Mitam Gilui. I want to discuss the nature of this Isur. This is a basic question that comes to Gezeiras Chazal. Very sort of a question. Chazal make a Gezeira. So we have a concept that ein bezdin yachol vat liberich bezdin chaver elin kein kadal ben b'chacham minim. Chazal make it tachan. It lasts even if the reason doesn't apply. We don't say butla tam butla gazera. And yet sometimes we have examples where we say butla tam butla gazera. For example, some of us probably don't do mayim achronim. Why not? The Gemara says you have to do mayim achronim. It's rasha v'iskadishte v'isav kadoshim mayim achronim. Chova. And yet Tosus writes that we don't do mayim achronim. Tosafot wasn't reformed. What's the shot? So Tosafot explains that the whole reason why Machronim is Chzomis. We're worried that you're going to take, while you're eating, you're getting your hands with the salt and then you're going to put it in your eyes. So you have to wash your hands to make sure you don't have the Sakana. Now, Tosafot lived in a place where they didn't have Chzomis. And Tosafot says that this wasn't a Gezerah, it's a Davash Raminion, a Gezerah Chazal, it's Chai V'Kayim Olam Vayim. It's a chashash that Chazal had, and if the chashash doesn't exist, so the takana is no longer relevant. The bottom line in trying to ascertain how we know whether or not the batla tam, lo batla gzera, batla tam, batla gzera, seems to be a question of the formulation of Chazal. Now, how we know what Chazal formulated is a little unclear, but it's a question of how Chazal formulated the gzera. If they said, there is a reason, a very good reason, not stomach. And therefore, al pi din, everybody's chayz v'mayim achronim. So they said everybody's chayz v'mayim achronim, so then the reason is the background, it's the backdrop, it's not the essential part of the gzera. Whereas if they made the reason, they stated the reason in the actual gzera, they said, melech stomach is very dangerous. And therefore, when there's melech stomach, you have to be gzotel yadayim. If they included it in the actual gzera, in the formulation of the gzera, so then you say, batla tam, batla gzera. That's the seems to be like the most glatt way of trying to differentiate between these different categories. The question just becomes, how do you know what Chazal actually says? Then you have to try to dig in the Gemara and the Mishnayos. It's not always so easy. The Pre-Chadash has a recluse about this issue in Simon Kuf Tezayin. I mentioned before Kuf Tezayin is the Simon about Mayim Gulim, right? The beginning is because Mayim Gulim. So he wants to know how come the Shulchan Aruch says Mayim Gulim Batla Tam, we don't have any snakes in our neighborhoods, so therefore Batla Gazera, you can drink Mayim Gulim. Comes to other things, we say no, the Tam doesn't exist, right? We don't blow a shofar Rosh Hashanah. We all live in neighborhoods with Erevs. So what do you mean Shem Yafir Ezal Am? It says Erev. No. Batla Tam, Batla Gzera. So the question essentially boils down, Lechora, to how you formulate, how Chazal formulated the Gzera. Did they say that's Aser, and the reason is the background, therefore the reason isn't going to be relevant? Or do you say, no, the reason is part of what they were goes there, and therefore as such, if the Batla Ha reason, Batla Ha Gzera.
That's funny, the case of Shofar, isn't it? Because isn't it very much in the. I never thought about it before.
Yeah, the Shema Yavir doesn't apply today because there's no Rosh Hashanah.
But I'm saying I'm surprised with some Matzah
on
it because, like, it is actually.
But that's. The new Sakha Gezerah. Oh, you're saying, you're right. You're saying, there we say Shema Yavir Al-Amas as part of the Nusach Gezerah. So why don't we say Batla Tam Batla Gezerah? I hear. Okay. So I guess we have to work back to see exactly how it was formulated for the other eyes. But that formulation sounds like that. It's a good Hara. Okay, so what's the story here when it comes to Chalav Akum? Do we say the Chalav Akum is Aser, Nikuda? And the reason for it is, whatever the reason is, let's work with the mainstream reason of Tarubas Saminim Chalav Tonic. Or do we say, no, Chalav Akum isn't really Aser. Chalav Akum, Chazal said, when there's a Chshash of Chalav Tonic, you have to can't drink Chalav Akum. But if there's no Chshash, and then it's really Aser, let's say. But if there's no Chshash, that's Heter Gomor. So this is a big focus amongst the post-game, and this is a big nafmir l'hoch al-maisa. Right? The Radbaz says in the tshuva I mentioned before, Chelek Dalet Elef Kufim Zayin, where he assumes that Chalav Akum is only Aser mitam the Chshash. And therefore, if the Chshash is in Nogea, it's Mudr. It brings a ride. The Gemara says, as I mentioned before, in Vazar Lachem Tetzav Beis, that if Yisrael is Yoshev, it's not Eder, it's Mudr. Even though he's not seeing the Chaliva, he's sitting there reading his paper on the other side of the fence. But since he could stand up and see the milking, so then it's mutter. So says the Radbaz, the Gzeras Kvalis Haisa Lo Hayu Matir Kai Gavne. If it was really a Gzera, the Chalav Akum's Aser, they would never imagine the fact that the Jew sitting there on the side not seeing it. Right? V'chenir Avidiv Kol Poskim, he thinks that it's Parshut, that it's just a Chash. And the Prichadash assumes this way as well, Kuf Tes Vav. He quotes the Radbaz and he agrees and he says, Devadai Chalav Shal Goy Lo Aseruah Ela Hecha De Ika Chash Milsa Mishum Taruva Zechalav Tomei. Hello, Halki Shari. If there's no Chshash, it's Mutter. And the Chassam Sofer says, no. Farkert, Chassam Sofer, Yordea Simen Kuv Zayin, and the Tshuvas writes, Avav Tchilas Gzeira Saisa Mishum Chshash, Yerov Davatami. Even though the reason for the Gzeira, the background, was Yerov Davatami. Mikol Makom, She Gozru, Va'asru, Va'minyan, Stam Asru. When they asked it, period. Kol Chalav Sheini Yisrael Ra'oha, HaChaliva, It's aser all the time. It's interesting. The Radbaz brought a ride from the Gemara. The Gemara said, as I just mentioned, there's a heter of Yoshev inside of Edro. So it must be it's not a davar shav minyan. It's just a chashash. So there's a Mordechai in Avodah Zarah, tough kufav, who brings a ride from the Gemara. He says, Yesh mochichi mikan. Some say that if it's clear there's no payment, it's mutter. And he says, no, it can't be. But those who be yodim, the imkain hayalul hakshos ileka davar tamei beedro lama li Yisrael Yosef v'tar eder v'reu. The Gemara should have said more than that. The Gemara should have said not that the Yisrael is sitting there not looking. He should have said if there's no Yisrael, it's some mutter. Had the Radbaz been right, says the Mordechai. I mean, lived before the Radbaz, but he said, had that sort of been right, it's just a chashash, so the Gemara should have said even more. The Gemara should have said, if there's no Jew sitting there, it's still Mutter. In fact, the Gemara didn't say that. It sounds like, says Mordechai, really, it's a Devar Sheminyan. They were just one who goes there on Yisrael Yoshev Ezad Edra.
I don't quite get it. Meaning, because the non-Jew might have thought there was a Jew there? If there's no Jew there, then there's a chashash, no?
No, let's say he doesn't have any minyan tamei. Let's say that you go to a farmer who only has cows. He doesn't have any. You can mechalik, you're saying.
At least in Europe, all Jewish.
Okay. So we're gonna get to that in a second in terms of Eidish Embo Zabatami. And the Radbaz is accountable. The Radbaz, just for the record, the Radbaz says that, no, what do you mean? He says, of course you need Yisrael Yoshev, because Yisrael Yoshev is needed for the Gilui reason, because Radbaz thinks there are two reasons and you need it. So that's how he counters the Mordechai's claim. So what emerges is two Mahalachim in the Mefarshim. One Mahalach is that Cholav Akum is also Mishum Chashash Dover Tamei, and if the Chashash doesn't exist, it's Mutter. The Radbaz is Chadash. And other Mahalachim say, no, this is a Dover Shevaminian, a Chsam Sofer, and it's also regardless. Now, there's a famous Orach HaShulchan that lots of like quoting. It tells a story. It talks about Baal HaBos who would always go to some town on business, and he would always drink coffee, and he wasn't so makbin in a Chol Vakum because he thought anyway they don't mean his name. And then he finally went to ask the guy, you know, such delicious coffee, you know, how do you get this so creamy? So I told him, well, you know, I take the brains of animals and I put them in the milk and I cook it all together. And the guy was mamish, like, so you see is how careful I have to be with the Gezeirat Chazal. And then he writes an interesting thing. This is in Yardei Kuftes Vavav. He says, V'emes kachman kublani, she called Gezeirat Chachamim levad tamam hanigla, yish od harbe tamim kemusim, shelo gilu osam. The Orach HaShulchan writes that Chazal might have given you one reason, but there might be 10 reasons for a particular halacha. And as such, you have to be careful when it comes to Divrei Chachamim, not to assume Batla Tam, Batla HaGezer. Now, that Orach HaShulchan essentially says, well, you never really know. You can't say Batla Tam because you never really know. There might be always more time that you're not aware of. But the standard halacha is a tam written in the Gemara is a tam. And the question becomes, is it batla tam, batla gzera or not? So here we have a machlokes, whether this is a davar shaminian that you say batla hatam, lo batla gzera, or this is just a chashash ba'alma where you say batla tam, batla gzera. So, first off, kamina. The guy doesn't have, the farmer doesn't have any minyan to make. So as I mentioned, this is an issue. The Shaidura in Simon Pei Beis has 2 days about this. I'll read you the lashon. He says, "Chalav shechal v'nochri v'ein Yisrael ro'ehu fil ein behema tmei abedir aser zlo leipu chor v'minei uparis gedu shechenu nachash kach v'rashi." It's aser regardless. Sounds like it's a real davar shemini. V'lachayim lam kivnei romi. We don't like bnei romi sheheshivu l'rav sar shalom go in the heichad yada to lekashum davar tamei be'edro b'shamutra chalav shenochri. Says the lekashum right. We don't hold like the Vinay Romi. The Vinay Romi assumed that it was just the Chashash Ba'alma, Batla Hatam, there's no meaning to name, Batla Gazer. This is the Vinay Romi. The Sharidura quotes the Vinay Romi in Simon Pepe's. So again, this is the our Chakira. If you assume that it's us, there's never a minion, it's us regardless. If you hold the Chashash, if there's no Chashash, so it's Mutter. Now, you could say that, just a second, what do you mean there's no Chashash? Just because he only has cows, but his neighbor has pigs. Maybe he's going to be short on milk and he'll borrow from his neighbor. He has a big order today. A lot of people want milk. So that's why some of the poskim are only willing to be megil when there's ein min tamei ba'ir, ein min tamei ba'medina. There are some countries, at least there are some cities at least, didn't have any minim tamei. Or the Prichadish writes, maybe the minim tamei are all, they exist, but they're very expensive. It's a specialty item. You know, pig milk is very expensive, so nobody in his right mind is going to, you know, switch the chalav Behema, you know, Kshera with the Chalav Chazir, because the Chalav Chazir is much more expensive. It's 4 times the price. So why are you going to, you know, waste your money? Sri Chadish writes this way. He writes, Haklala Olav Zeir Shalonim Sasham Chalav Tamei, or Shay Hayyoser Beyokam Chalav Tar, Mutter Liknos Ma'akum Chalav Shachal of Lord Yes Yisrael Klal, Chimatasi Aminik Pashu Pop Amsterdam. The Prichadish says that when he moved to Amsterdam, he saw that people weren't knowing, because the Mitzvah was, they were either no minim tmeim, or it was very expensive to buy chalav from minim tmeim, and therefore he thought you could make him. Again, this is a more accepted kula than saying that there's no min in the Eder, but it's along the same lines. The Chassam Sofer quotes this Prichadish, and he argues explicitly, and he says, no, it's Aser. And then he says, there is a famous Chav Sofer. He says that even if you would tell me that really halacha is like the Pri Chadash, and the halacha is like the Arjbaz, that really it's Mutter, since Ashkenazim have accepted upon themselves to be no Yil Chumra, so Meila, they have a Chiyuv to be no Yil Chumra, it's like a Neder. And he says, this is a Chash of Isis Reitz. Ironically, he says that if it's Aser, that if I'm right, says Chav Sofer, this is Rabbanim. And if I'm wrong, so it's Minig Yisrael, and it's a Neder, and this is a Reitz. So, you can't beat the Chassam Sofer. Says in case afilo halacha keich poskim, says the Chassam Sofer, even if the halacha is like the Prichadash and the Radbaz, the Kolbacham came in the Yesh Deya lahachmir kvar kiblo vaseinu aleim paosa deya paosar aleinu with the Ashkenaz Medina veinlo atera veinman gan Avram etc. The karev veinai neder deraisa. He says it's like a neder deraisa, and you can't do a taraisa. Don't tell me that you have to be machmir like all Yisim Dereisa. We see Safik Chalavakum is cool. We don't say it's Safik Chumra. He says, no, because that Kach Kiblu says the Chalam Sofer. That's how they're Mekabal. Their neder was to be Mekabal like Yisim Dereisa. Yeah. So this is an issue in general when it comes to Dinim Drabbanan. There's the famous Machlokes in the Ramban and the Ram and Sefer Mitzvahs. About losasur,
right?
It's losasur deraisa. So every as in the Rama, if dinim drabanan are all part of losasur, dinim drabanan are all part of losasur. So every time you violate drabanan, it's a violation of deraisa, right? So you say kach tigdim. Meaning, well, how come savekol lekula? So you say no, the kach tigdim. Meaning, it's not part of the same discussion.
That's what you say, because you're not going against the drabanan.
The way they were accepted is they were accepted as Sveikol Lukula. They were accepted they're going to be Moneh from Vali, not from Safik. That's how they were accepted. That's how it comes over. Look, it's a big Kiddush. I mean, and what, is it so Pashi you can't do a Tarshid Darim? If you're Ashkenazi, you want to come Sephardi. Can you do a Tarshid Darim? It's not encouraged, but it's not so Pashi that you can't. It's a question. I heard a Maestro with a guy who went to Rav Yosef. He went to four times, I think. Because he was a Baal Teshuva and he had no family history, and his wife was a Sfardia who had this great illustrious family minag, and he very much wanted to become Sfardi. So Rav Avadia family first 3 times told him no, and the fourth time he was in Kavalim. It's like Gairus, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Right? Okay. Right. Other way. Okay. Anyway, so the Maisa, the Chassam Sofer says it's Aser, even if you live in a city when there's no minim tmeim, or if it's very expensive, and the Pri Chadash and the Radbaz say it's Mutter. Interestingly enough, the Chazanish actually agrees with the Radbaz and the Pri Chadash. The Chazanish in the Yardei, Semin Mem Aleph, Sifchat and Dalid, says it's Mutter. And he has very different. He says, "Om Naam b'shiyish pikuach hamemshalat." You have government, supervision. Ala chalav shelo yarvu chalav tamei behem tsufuyim laonish alziyuf. And if the government warns the people that they lie, they'll be punished. Yesh makom lomer to havi kishvachos achovos midemirsos. You could say it's like the shvachos they who milk behind the barn, and they're afraid. It's like a Yoshev Vitzad Eder. So according to Chazanish, I don't know if too many Chazanishnikim, are making like this, but according to Chazanish, strictly speaking, it seems that it's mutter to drink chalav, what we call stam chalav. It's not actually a term, but it's really chalav akum in a country, in Western countries where there's government supervision. Yeah?
That's usually a
tshuva to Rav Moshe. Oh, so Rav Moshe is different Chiddush. Rav Moshe wanted to say, it's a tshuva in Yardaya, Chelek Alfam Zayin. Rav Moshe has a bigger Chiddush. Rav Moshe says, no, I think it's worth to drink the milk in America, even according to Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer said you need Yisrael Roa, it's a Gzeiros Chazal, Rav Moshe Minyan. He says, no, but it's as if there is Yisrael Roa, because since the government is washing, and there's a punishment associated with, this type of activity, so it's the idea. Yisrael Roa isn't an Eidus. It's not like a din in the Eidus. You need a Yisrael. You have to kashal Eidus. It's a din in Yedia Brura. So you have Yedia Brura. So Rav Moshe's Chiddush is that the milk in America is kosher, even according to Chassam Sofer. Right? Even before Rav Moshe came along, people drink Chalav Akum also, because they held like the Pichadash, they held like the Radbaz. If you live in a country where there are no Minim Tmeim, or the Minim Tmeim are very expensive, the milk is very expensive, in America, I assume, it's very expensive to try to find, you know, just supply and demand. You know, pig milk is probably not so common, probably, you know, even if you could get it, it's expensive. So according to Radbaz, it's mutter straight away, according to Pichadash, it's mutter. Ramosha says it's mutter even according to Chassam Sofer, Lachara. I don't think he says it this way, but I think Misfara, what Moshe's Sfara is that it's Iyal, read Lashon, would be Lachora be even good according to Chassam Sofer, be the Stam. Lachem v'cholav sh'asru, rak v'chel v'akum, v'ini Yisrael ro'eo, yish'atur gam v'Yisrael, yodin yediya brura, t'havei kira iya, v'zish im yarbo yanshu v'yistarku l'izkora eisek shalem, shu harvacha shal kama alafim, v'hem shalom mashgeches alayem, huvada yediya brura, Shehi Kiri, it's as if you have Yediyah Brura. Someone wants to take issue with this Ramosha, that it's really not so true, that they won't have to close their business, because he writes, if they would, you know, lie, they would have to close their business. The truth is, if they would lie, they would probably just get some type of fine. It wouldn't necessarily close their business. So again, the question is, if you're not getting Ramosha's words, is it really accurate? Someone wants to take issue with it. But either way, even if you don't hold the Ramosha, you can still, there's still the Prechadish to rely on. Either way, this is very important. Nachmina halacha l'mais. This is a very very close between the achronim. As I mentioned, the chassam sofer is machmir. The chacham is also machmir. Simon Sabach Zayin Sif Aleph. He argues in the Prichadash and he quotes from Rishonim, from the Tashbeit and the Kafter Aferach, that you have to be machmir. He says v'yesh machmir v'kevin to kol gedolim. He's quoting from Rishonim. Kol gedolim Rishonim achronim ein. But on the other side of the equation, you have the Prichadash and the Rizbaz and the Chaznish, then you have Ramosha, so it's really a big machlokas among the Achronim.
You know, because
of the roaches
and the
right. Really things
kind of
down up there. I don't know the Matthias. Again, I heard this. It could be, I didn't verify.
Restaurant in Chicago was shut down.
Yeah? Okay. Another nafkamina. What's the shear of bitzel by Chalav Akum? You have a little bit of Chalav Akum in your cheesecake. So does it answer it? The shishim, the roll? This is what goes close to the shach in Yodea, Kuftas Vavtas Vav, Paskins, this is a header, that it's a bottle of a rov. But the Megiosev, end of Yivamo, at the end of the Eisperch Yivamo, of Chavav Amon Aleph in the Rif, says that it's a bottle of Bashirishim. He says, Me'ata Einlan Urai Lovatam Afilu Yisrim Shal of the Chavim, Kon Chalav Vechema Vigvina Befachas Bashirishim. You need Shirishim. So what's this Chogas Talion? Is it a bottle of Bashirishim or a bottle of a rov? So it could be Talion is Chakira. If Chalav Akum is a Dover Shem Minyan, so you might say, Dover Shem Minyan is like all Isurim Jerabanan, potentially, and it's Yukar Shishim, potentially. Whereas if it's a Chashash, so you might say, well, it's a Chashash, and therefore, maybe it would be Batel Birov, potentially. It's not Mukhach, but it's potential. Another Nafkamina, does Chalav Akum Asr Caleb? You have a, you know, a Kli that was used with Chalav Akum. Is the Kli kosher now? So Ramah Paskins, in Yerodea, Kuftes Vavalis, the Chalav Akum Asr Kalim. And the Shach explains that this is a very different Pas Akum. Pas Akum doesn't Asr Kalim, because Pas Akum is a lower level Gzera. He says, the Shani Hasan Ikri Surani Divrayam, Machmas Gzera Chasnus, Valhaka by Chalav Akum, Gazer Mishum Chash Isr Dereisa. This is a Chash Isr Dereisa, Taruvas Medium Chalav Tomei, never Asr Kalim. But this isn't so obvious. There's a Shaz and Shuvas from the Ri Nibaruna, Simenai Ches, he discusses an interesting question. He discusses the previous question we discussed, whether or not if you have a farmer who doesn't have any, you know, pigs, he only has cows, so it's a mutter. So he's macher on that question. He says, even if there are no pigs, you have to be macher. But then he had a situation where somebody bought the milk and cooked in the kalim with it. So now he wants to make all the kalim. He says, look, even though we're going to be machmir to answer Chalav Akum in a situation where there are no minim tmeim, but to answer the kalim, ask a kach, we're not going to answer. He says, "Hadi echmiru rabbeinu, hani milu b'chol of atzma shelo leachol lechatchila." But kaderes the chashivi tiyevinir lahatir. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah at the end of the shuvah, and he says, "Rabbeinu Yonah, Omer kevan deval lechol chol of neser b'minyan." Mishum Chalav Techel Bogai, Shuv Lachashiv Shuv Safek, Ela Kavada Yisr, Mishul Lachashiv Chal Yisr, and if it's an Asr the Kalim. So again, this question could be totally on our Chakira. If it's Mizuik and Rabbi Yonah that way, if Chalav Akum is Dabar Shem Aminian, it's a real Yisr, it's going to Asr Kalim. Right, and even if it's just a situation where the guy has no minim tmeim, still it's Nasr Kalim. Rabbi Yonah writes that explicitly. Whereas if Chalav Akum is Asr, only Mishum Chashash, then you might say Bechlal Kalim or Mutter, we didn't see that Shita, or you might say at least Kalim or Mutter, but Tziruf, the fact that the milk came from a farm that didn't have any pigs on it, so even at least then you can make. And this touches on the question of Chafta Gavra, as we discussed previously, you know, if Chalav Akum is also Bechafta, maybe it's more of Sabir to Asr Kalim. If it's only Asr Gavra, maybe not.
You could line that up.
Yeah, if it's a chashash, you might say it's more than a gavra. If it's a chefta, you might say, if it's a davashmin, you might say it's a chefta shalisr, potentially. Last afkamina I want to discuss is the question of the nemanus of a katan. The Gemara says that Yisrael Roa makes a mutter. Yisrael Roa makes a mutter. Let's say you have a katan Roa. 10 years old. Is that enough? So the Ritvan of Adazar, the Chalamet Tesman Bey, says it's not enough. You need a Yisrael Gadol to see the Khalifa. But the Ramah writes, in your day, a kuftas vavalef, that the minhag is to assume that the Riyas Katan is sufficient. You can send your son to the farm to get the milk. So, there's rules we told of this machokas on the chakira. Namely, if it's davar shemini, chazal asr, it's chalav akum. So, if it's really chalav akum, so mela could be you need some type of nemanus. You need a certain, a gadol to be able to be made on the status. Whereas if it's just a chashash, so as long as the guy is a little mirsas, he's a little afraid that, you know, the katan's old enough to be believed, and the guy knows that he's 10 years old, he's going to tell his father that that I was mixing the different milks and different animals. So then there's mirsas, and if there's mirsas, it's sufficient to be matir as a chalav akum if you have ri'iyah of a katan. So what we saw here was the basic question of the status of Chalav Akum. Is Chalav Akum Aser Mishum Gilui or Mishum Terubas Chalav Tomei? We discussed some nafminas that question. You saw Omer Yisrael Edro, cheese, butter. And then we discussed the very basic question, what is the nature of this Takan Chazal? This is Takan Chazal, a Gzeira with teeth, Tavash Ruminyan. Or is this just a chashash and therefore batal ha'atam, batal ha'gzera? We discussed nafkaminas of a guy who doesn't have any minim tmeim in his particular farm, we have a city or a state that doesn't have minim tmeim, the question of the shear of chalav akum, the shear bitl, is it shishim or is it rov, the question of asr's kalim, the question of nemanus katan. I just want to. You have a question?
Can you tie in the Rashi teeth a little bit? In other words, if.
Yeah, what do you mean?
So the Rashi's, we don't generally assume, from a couple of examples, for some reason we get loose with this, but in general we don't assume that the reason doesn't apply, that you can get placed after most of the Rashi.
Right.
So if it's like a bona fide Rabbana, bona fide Tekana,
So just like we say, till the Rishin time in the cross, that's what we'll say by Drabban. If it's a lower level, we won't say it. I hear the time.